Good songs are rare.
Yes.
This one is good.
That's not one of the most known songs.
It's the one on the... It was a vinyl playing in the market.
Did you buy any records there? It's like the best place in town.
We didn't because...
He bought me a gift. No, you bought me a gift.
Yeah, I bought you a...
He bought me a DVD. A Queen DVD. Because we... In the market, the TVs that are showing the DVDs or the things, they're from the 80s. They're all cathodic. They're thick TVs.
The big ones.
And there's a texture that's... Like, triggers a lot of emotions for us.
That grain.
Yeah, and the fact that it's not flat, you know, that it has
a curve.
And so we were showing.
We realized that those TVs have a lot of charm. It was the first time, you know, because they're old-fashioned, but they are not so far in the past, you know. Just today we realized that they're already a part of, you know, like Super 8. In movies.
Like nostalgia.
Yeah. And we got caught, and we saw some Queen footage, like a DVD, very cheap, but we couldn't resist. So that was my gift for today.
How did you feel?
It's his birthday soon.
Yes.
Soon. Not soon enough that it's worth talking about.
You're not gonna celebrate it here.
No. Was celebrated on the plane somewhere.
So you've been traveling around Chile for some days. You went to the north, you went to a museum.
Yeah, that's true.
It was something you had planned because you had a little break from last shows.
We had an opportunity to go to in the north to the observatory because of Shag, who is our manager, maybe you saw, was a friend since we were kids. And one of his friends works there, is an
astrophysician.
So he offered us, you know, the option to visit, to stay there under the perfect skies. It was really, 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 really beautiful.
Nice. I wanted to ask you about... I read somewhere that you had a long process making this last record. It was because you were finding something like this Italian theme or something in particular to kind of translate it into music?
Yeah, it always takes us a very long time to decide which is going to be the final theme of the record, because we love when we start a record, it's just a world of possibilities, you know. It can be anything, and this is such a nice moment, you know, not to decide, just to know that sometimes we have friends over and they come and they see like demoed songs, and if one is in Brazilian, they're joking like, oh, it's gonna be the Brazilian album, it's gonna be, but it's a very nice feeling to know that anything is possible. And it takes time to commit, it takes time to realize that when you choose something, you know it better be good because you're going to be stuck with it. And also, it has to be good in a few years because you... For at least a year or two, because that's when the record will be done. So, then when something is really, really good, it has to be on the record. It sort of decides for you instead, which is what happened on this record.
It chose you. You're not.
It chose. Yeah, the Italian first was fun and joyful, and then it became evident. You know, it became something where the four of us we knew that we could not replace it. Yeah.
You wanted to add something?
No, it's very good.
A very good answer. You approve.
We don't choose a lot, actually. It's true. We are chosen by... We are just children playing. And we love unfinished, the feeling of having just an idea, an emotion of a song. That's what we we prefer. So we committing and finishing a song, it demands a lot of work. You have to be serious. The rest is pure fun, and that's what we prefer, and we kind of stay in this area a bit too long.
I think it's the record has more of a romantic theme, or vibe,
yeah,
if you may, than the previous one. So I think it makes sense choosing like in an Italian 70s.
Yeah. When we were kids, Italy meant a lot. It meant, you know, holidays. It meant beautiful actresses. It meant the coolest guys like Mastroianni. And those images they had a profound effect on us. Even the cheap side of Italy, which exists, like Italian TV was really cheap when we were kids. Even that, it had its print on our souls when we are children, so it's linked to a period of our lives. We are very innocent of childhood, and the tenderness of those first emotions, we wanted to capture that. So Italy, for us, it sums up all this. I don't know if for you guys are far from Italy. And we are very close, you know, friends. Mm. Italy is very close, but far away enough, comme on dit.
Far enough, yeah.
Far enough so that you can project some kind of fantasy on it.
Mm. Also, when you've done multiple records before, there's something that becomes pretty artistic in the, not in the pattern or repetition, but in the, it becomes like a series. You know, when we think of Bowie, when he got lost in Berlin and he started, there's these phases, they give a strong identity to something. So it's something that's always been in the back of our mind all the time. Whenever we think of a record, there are strong themes, whether it's a color or whether it's a country or whether it's a, and it helps to give it a strong identity and to remember it better, because when it's a strong memory, you know, it emphasizes your life and it makes it nice to go back to it. And,
to that moment in your life and in your life as artist.
Yeah, exactly. You know, painters have their due periods and stuff like that. Not that we are. But it's a really, it's something that we felt, you know, we could do. To do a first record as a French band called it Ti Amo, Sing in English, would have been confusing to a lot of people. I don't think it's something that takes time to do.
Has someone thought that you are Italian?
Well, he is Italian. No, yeah. I mean, he's half Italian.
Oh, so am I.
Si?
I have Lema, si. But I don't speak Italian. So this kind of wanting to, for like in a specific theme and get kind of ideas from another country, from another cultures, it's something that you aspire to continue to do?
I don't know, because we like to surprise ourselves. So I don't think we'd love to, you know, to do the Italy and then, you know, Poland. And then, we go to the Middle East, but there's a part of culture, and in every record we make, there's always a mix of some sort. We bought a keyboard that has quarter tones, not half tones, but quarter tones, like Middle Eastern.
Okay.
So you know, if we do a record with this, it would definitely sound Middle Eastern. But
it's luck dictates what's gonna happen. For instance, this song I heard.
Body Ritter?
Yeah, maybe I'm going to listen to it and grab
and your next record will be a Chilean, Chilean 60s romantic song.
But you always have to juxtapose it with something else.
Yeah, of course we...
It has to be two things combined, you know, and that makes something...
Also, yeah, we want to create something that is new, you know. Even if we take elements that are already known, we want to combine them, so it creates a new zone of art, you know.
Well, this is my last question. Do you have any... Because it sounds like you're the right now you're one of the most known French band in the world. Do you know any other French music? Do you listen to any other French music? Like, I don't know if new, but...
Yeah,
we know French music.
Actually, French music is pretty... the scene in France is... It's pretty active right now, and the new generation is a good, it's a strong, we can feel a strong wave of good things. Very French, you know, we sang in English, because when we started, you know, if we had sung in French, we would have 100 fans, you know. So we had to talk to the world just to create a little community. But now the things have changed a bit, and there's a new generation of people singing in French.
I think like Christine and the Queen.
Yeah.
I like her. Like in French and in English.
Well, our favorite is a guy actually who's called Dodi El Sherbini. He's French, he's very French, but his name is not very French. We discovered him on this because he did a concert in the studio where we were recording this album. He didn't release an album yet, but he's very, very talented. And we loved him so much that he worked with us on this record on Ti Amo. He did a few things. Few arrangements, which is a first for us. We never collaborated in our life almost. So this guy is really good.
I'm gonna listen.
Dodi El Sherbini.
Okay, my mom speaks French, so I'm gonna put this on her, and she's gonna Google it.
This is an Arabic name. Wait, I'll write it down because it's.
Okay, I don't have a pen.
Yeah, it's really cool. We love. Really the best thing happening in France, I think. But it's very unknown yet. Very few plays on YouTube. It's very little, but it's good.
Can I write here?
Yeah, okay. Of course.
Dodi El Sherbini.
Okay, perfect.